Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 34. And Moshe went up from the desert plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead, as far as Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Yehudah, as far as the western sea, and the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Tsoar. And Yahweh said to him,
This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, To your seed I give it. I have let you look at it with your eyes, but you do not pass over there.
And Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, and no one knows his burial place to this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his freshness gone. And the children of Yisrael wept for Moshe in the desert plains of Moab 30 days. And the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were completed. And Yahushua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, for Moshe had laid his hands on him. And the children of Yisrael listened to him and did as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. And since then, no Navi has arisen in Yisrael like Moshe, whom Yahweh knew face to face. For all the signs and wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Mitzrayim, before Pharaoh and before all his servants and in all his land, and for all that strong hand and all the great fearsome deeds which Moshe did before the eyes of all Yisrael.